Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Okay. I'm not totally resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing a job really soon. So, I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No
did,
way!
I did!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. Happy to be back on the air. One more Friday night. Thank you for sharing your Friday with us, and we apologize for our late start to this episode on this beautiful, wonderful Friday, November the 18th, 2016. I'm happy to be joined on the air, as usual, on our Friday night with my one and only lovely friend and sidekick, soul sidekick, that is, Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm having a good week. I'm having a busy day here in Atlanta, Georgia. I've had some amazing experiences in the past 7 days. Lots of transformation, lots of breakthroughs. Just at the same time, I'm seeking to find balance and take care of myself and not run myself completely down. So much beautiful things happen here at the Raise Your Vibration Meetup Group. My friend, Transformations, I attended a 3-day workshop seminar with the Landmark Forum last weekend. That's why we weren't able to have last week's Friday night show. Finishing up and wrapping up my final semester of grad school. Lots of beautiful experiences going on, Patsy, just getting to maintain balance. So that's been my week. How was your week?
Well, you know, my week started off kind of sad and slow, still licking my wounds from that that election. And, you know, I'm still feeling like I'm walking in a fog, you know. And then I got to listen to Marianne Williamson speak this week. She was on, she streams on Tuesday night. You can sign in. Anybody that knows Marianne Williamson, she's an incredible, awesome spiritual speaker. And so I streamed her broadcast Tuesday night, and that's the first time I had heard her since the election. And she just spoke about a lot of things, Adam. The main message I heard was that we as Americans seem to have been asleep, and the rest of the world is looking at us like, when are we going to wake up? And, you know, it's really time for us to wake up and to reach out to others. And that's what she was talking about, that we need to get educated about what's really going on. And I'm guilty of not paying a lot of attention to the news or anything because I get so upset. But I think I need to start filtering through that and getting an education and ask, what is it as an individual that I can do to help humanity? What can we do? And we need to ask God to show us, you know. And she said that sometimes that you don't have to have the answer, but it's important to live with a question. And I thought that was so wonderful, to exercise your brain and to expand your consciousness and to learn to live in the possibilities of how things could be, And so, you know, I thought about, you know, I need to become grounded in my head, in my heart, in my body. And there's an author named Richard Rohr that talks about that, okay? And that two movements are crucial, the healing of ourselves and the healing of our image of God, even though sometimes it's toxic. And we have to heal ourselves and heal our image of God because we know that God is all. So I guess the message is we have to come to believe and imagine the possibilities, you know, and really trust God.
I like that word, possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. My key word is possibilities tonight. What do you think about that, Adam?
Pastor, you know, that's so profound because I was hearing a lot of commentary about the election, and that was the overwhelming, or that idea of not being present, not listening, not being connected, not hearing other people's stories, not paying attention, not being aware of what's really happening, other people's lives and other people's stories, other people's narratives, and just being locked in our own bubble, in our own circle, that I kept, whenever I would hear that, it resonated with me. And I do think that this past election is a really time for a lot of us to begin to really become more aware, more awake of what other people are going through, what's happening in the lives of other people out that mm-hmm. look or feel or sound different than us. And to recognize, I really believe that it's time for us to really begin to work, put an effort towards recognizing the familyhood of all of humanity and really begin to find the commonalities and beyond, actually go beyond looking for commonalities, but look at recognizing that this is my brother, this is my sister. These are people with stories, with narratives. What is their story? How can I share my story? Listen, it's just really mm-hmm. time to listen, and we haven't been. We have not. I can say I have not been listening to other people's stories. That's not that I may feel like have not been aligned with myself or in my own circle of friends. So it's definitely time for us to begin to listen to other people's stories, other people's narratives. And when you disagree with somebody or you don't understand their lifestyle or you don't understand their political choices or you don't understand why they may take that view or on that stance, find out. Get their story, not in a judgmental way, but really take time to like, kind of hear them and listen to them like you were saying. I think this is a time for us we're seeing the consequences of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. And I feel that listening is what makes connectedness to each other. And
absolutely.
We're extremely
uh-huh.
disconnected now, you know. And I think we have to go back to connecting, you know, and really open up our eyes and see what's going on. It's time to wake up, you know. And I'm really aware of that now. And that's why I say, you know, this thing about, you know, our bodies, our minds, you know, our spirit, we have to connect all this stuff in ourselves in order to connect it out there, you know. And I think there's too many things in our society to help keep us asleep. And I think it's time to start waking up. So I think that's a good topic to talk about.
Yeah. It's so time for us to wake up and to connect with other people. And we do that, like you said, we do that by sharing stories and connecting and hearing people's stories and finding ways to, as Stephen Covey said in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, seek first to understand and then be understood. And we have not, as a collective, we really have not been seeking first to understand other people and then be understood. And maybe that could how we can get into this topic tonight. And I can start asking you, Pastor, you know how we like to do our scale, and a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being you are always doing it, and 1 being rarely not doing. How often are you interacting with people that you don't understand or are different from you? How often are you putting forth the effort to understand them first before you make yourself understood?
Well, I'm going to say I'm about between a 3 and a 4 because I talk to everybody. I mean, I can make a friend with a street post, you know. I talk to everybody. I do have a problem listening to everybody, okay? And sometimes my brain is, I call it the Maserati brain, is just going 100 miles a minute. And before they get their thought out, I want to tell them my opinion and stuff. And I have to really hold myself at bay on that. I have to be very aware of that. And maybe that's the question that I need to ask is, how can I listen? How can I be a better listener? Because I think we're not hearing what other people are saying. So I'm going to say, let's say about a 3.5 for me.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay. For me, depends on the content of the person. If I don't feel like I have anything to try to prove, if I don't feel like I have anything to try to persuade, I listen. I listen very openly, and I do seek to understand out of a curiosity. I give myself a 4. For the most part, I'm very curious about people's story. But if I feel like I want to change, if I find somebody that's different, maybe they say, hey, I'm voting for a candidate I don't like, or they're standing for a view, it's on about a 2 to 3. I don't try to genuinely find out where they're coming from. I try to quickly change or persuade or share my story to try to get them to change versus hear their story.
Right.
But if it's just a stranger off the street who I don't feel like, I find myself actually very curious. I love getting people's stories. I love hearing people's stories. But if when I find out it's someone different or believes different from me, I notice there's a tendency for me to try to help and share, well, here's what I experienced, so I can try to get them to change and believe, make a different belief versus if because the very fact that they are thinking different from me or believing different, that's all the more reason that I should find out what's your story. Tell me more about who you are. Why do you believe that? Why do you feel that way versus let me share with them really quickly my story to get them to change. So it's those two different contexts is different. Well, I'm interested in finally getting our guest online since we're short on time. You ready to hop on the lines, Patsy?
Absolutely.
All right. Our first caller, the last 4 digits, are 1907. 1907 are the last 4 digits. The caller, the last 4 digits, 1907. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Dee. I'm calling from Carolinas.
What's your first name, honey?
Just Dee.
Dee, that's easier for me. And you're from North Carolina?
Yes.
What city are you in?
I prefer not to say.
Okay. That's all right. Well, I'm glad you called in. And I'm sorry we were late this evening, but we struck up a really interesting conversation. And where do you stand on a scale of 1 to 5 as far as connecting with people? Do you think 1 is being like really, you know, just listening, you know, barely listening, or 5 always trying to connect and see their point of view also and things like that?
Well, I have to say a 4 because I work in a field that I work with people with different personalities and different ways they're doing things and. Plus I have family members with, you know, with their, you know, different ways and spiritual, very spiritual. So I connect with people on different levels. So I think I'm a 4 on that. And,
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. So do you have a question for me tonight or would you like me to show you what I just pulled for you?
I don't have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I just, whatever you,
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I thought you said you did have a question. Okay,
no,
well,
not really.
Basically, this is a really, really beautiful, amazing card. I just got this new deck of cards that are so incredible. And this first card is about... beginning of blessings, all right? So this is about spirit coming forth and saying, I'm going to kickstart you. I'm going to ignite you. I'm going to help you really realize these blessings that are around you. So if there's something that you have right now that you, like a project or some kind of goal that you've really been thinking about right now, it looks like Spirit is saying, you know what, you're going to get it. But Spirit's not saying it's going to be easy, but you're going to get it. And it's just like when you learn to ride a bicycle, whoever was holding that bike for you, they're running behind you and holding it and holding it. And then finally they let go and you take off and you feel really great and you're doing it yourself. Well, they're going to be the hand that's holding the bicycle for a little bit. So it looks like there's some kind of, is there a new child around you? A baby or something like that?
I'm supposed to be a grandmother coming up spring, so I don't know.
Oh, well, there you go. We're talking about blessings because this is all about like a new beginning for you, all right?
Right.
And this is you're going to be able to sustain this momentum, okay, without putting a whole lot of energy into it. All right, so you're going to get some really divine blessings from that. And believe it or not, this blessing, this card is so, I'm not even going to have to look at anything else because this is, there's tons and tons I could say about this card. But I think you need to, there again, wake up and be really aware of the universe because you're going to be getting all kind of signs around you that's going to help you now. So you're in the line.
I've been getting some signs already.
I love
it. Or not,
I love it.
My car lights come on for some reason the other night. I just hung my keys up and it just told me to go look outside and like, why are my car lights on? Because it's on automatic and usually just goes off automatic and I don't know why they was on. It was just so strange. I mean, it just strange things can happen. Electronic things, and I've been seeing things in the sky. I can't explain it. It's just a lot. It's just things I'm seeing already.
It's everything that we're just talking about. You are real blessed, and the universe is coming and giving you a little flick on your head and say, hey, look at us. Hey, we're all around you. We're here. So I think it's great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn you over to Adam and see what kind
Thanks
of thing
so
he's
much.
Got going on for you. Have a really great weekend, sweetie.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Pastor, you were speaking of doing, you first started talking about a project. And before, as soon as she was talking and answering our question, I started seeing a project as well. But the project that I was picking up came to me very clear. I feel like this is her energy. It's G, working on transforming yourself or your physical health through physical exercise or diet or nutrition. But it came up really overwhelmingly that's what I wanted to, that's what I felt the Spirit is saying, hey, it's to remind her to take that idea or whatever that project is or whatever you want to do to improve your physical health, really take it seriously and make an effort at it. Or take it to the next level if you're already doing it, but really begin to stick to your plan to transform your physical health and fitness. Does that make sense to you? Were you already doing that, or have you been talking about doing
it? Actually, you're right on the money, they say, because I actually was trying to cut back and get back into my physical shape because I've been indulged in a lot of different things, and I know I have to get back into my exercise, and not only my physical, but my mind. And so, yeah, you're right. I've been,
yeah. It came up, so I would encourage you to make it as your big next project. Set the goal that you want to create for yourself. Get your trainer. Get your diet plan that works for you, or change your get a lifestyle. Create a new lifestyle on your health. It's very important that, not that I'm trying to say something bad is going to happen to you, but it came up that it's right now what the Spirit is really encouraging you to move forward with to help prepare you for to receive and be more open to all the many blessings that's coming into your life the next 5 years. You want to be in the most optimum health. Because if your body ain't able, it don't matter what else is happening around you, you ain't going to be able to handle it, okay? So you got to keep that body
exactly. It makes a lot of sense. That's what I needed. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 4348. Caller with the last four digits, 4348. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Jennifer calling from New York.
What's your first name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Patsy?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. I had to take out my socks today. You know, that's what we call our winter clothes. That's the difference between our summer and winter outfits, a pair of socks. And so I know you're getting a little nippy up there, right?
A little. It's actually been pretty, we've been pretty lucky the last couple of weeks. But, yeah,
awesome.
It will be cold.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, I don't know if you've been listening, but we're talking about connecting with people and how important that is. And how do you rate yourself on a 1 to 5? Do you think that you're real attentive and listening to people, or do you think that you always are really connected and trying to delve into other people's opinions and things like that? On a scale of 1 to 5, what do you think you are?
I would say probably a 3.
So you find yourself sometimes, you know, in the middle of the fence on that, or?
Yeah, sometimes I know I can do better, and
yeah. And I think it's a call for all of us to get a little bit more connected, you know?
Yes.
So, do you have a question, or do you want me to read what I have?
We do both.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Oh. I just have a question, I guess, for me, like in the relationship kind of area, if you have anything in that arena.
Like, is somebody coming, or are you breaking up, or is there anything
specific going on? Yeah, more along the lines of someone coming.
Okay. Usually what I do is I look at kind of the general thing. The first card that I just pulled when you said that was totally about romance, and it's about a stability in a relationship. So I don't know if you're with the person right now, okay, but it looks like something real stable. You're going to be overcoming some negativity about that, okay, and you're going to accept. It seems like your own thoughts about relationships have pushed them away from you, relationships, you know, real healthy, strong relationships. So now it's like a time that you're going to rediscover your own desire and your own curiosity, and it's going to start by you pampering yourself, okay? And I always say two words, Victoria's Secret. So I'm saying, do something really good for Jennifer. You know, go get something sexy to wear, pamper yourself, so you can start resonating that awesome good feeling that somebody might want to resonate on and be with you. Because if you're not loving and treasuring yourself, you can't expect somebody else to do that. And I guarantee you, the minute you start doing that, you'll walk the walk and you'll start talking the talk. And I think within the next 90 days, you're going to be surprised what's going to happen in that field. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty substantial.
Oh, good.
So
thank
you. I would love for you to let me know, you know, exactly what's going on. And with that, I'm going to turn you over to Adam.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Well, Jennifer, I know your question is regarding relationship, but I'm just curious because as I was examining your energy, I'm just curious. Are you a teacher or coach?
Yes, a teacher.
I don't know why that teacher energy was so came up. I'm not sure why. I don't know why it is something that jumped out to me. As you asked your question, I was trying to connect. Okay, she asked about relationship. Why am I being why I don't know why I was able to be your teacher, but the only thing I was trying to connect and go look deeper at your energy field is the fact that there may be some fragmentation within yourself, and I feel like you may want to begin to reexamine self-judgments about yourself, about what you desire for a relationship, kind of clear up some past history, recontextualize the story about your past relationship. But I really would encourage you to take these next few days, 60 to 90 days, as Patsy was saying, to really begin to heal the relationship with yourself, become at peace with what you desire, what you want, know that it's coming, have faith that it's coming, but truly get a sense of healing with the relationship with yourself and with your higher self, and begin to integrate. Integration is the word. Begin to integrate all the different parts of who you are, what you desire, what you don't desire, without any shame, any judgment, any guilt, but completely become a full integrated being and start working on that, and you're going to attract a relationship. I do feel like you will attract a relationship that's going to match who you are. But right now, I feel like you're coming up very fragmented in your in the relationship with yourself, if that makes sense to you.
It does. I think the last few months have been a little eye-opening for me in terms of just changing and trying to kind of get myself on a different kind of path, like a more higher vibrational spiritual path.
Yeah, I would encourage you to focus on that, and that's going to naturally elevate your vibration. It's going to put you in alignment with a nice quality relationship, or a few of them. Your dating life will change in about 60, 90 days. But put your focus on raising your vibration and developing that relation with your higher self, and begin to integrate those aspects of your higher self and bring them into your current life, and seek to just elevate your being when it comes to the higher things, and begin to teach and study. I feel like you're going to ultimately transition into quite a powerful teacher of people, helping them, coach them in their spirituality as well, if you haven't already started doing that.
No, I haven't started that yet, but I've definitely been interested in maybe also going towards like a yoga teacher training.
Absolutely.
Certification. Yeah.
I would encourage you to put all your energy towards that these next going to really create the energy around yourself to attract to you a very beautiful relationship with a very beautiful person. Older person too, if that's okay with you. I hope it is, because they
an older
that would be a sweet. It's like that would be a sweet
older
relationship for you. Maybe somewhere between 7 years to 10 years older. Possibly.
Oh wow. Okay.
So, well, Jennifer, thanks for sharing your Friday night with us, and I look forward to catching up with you and hearing about you, and I would encourage you just continue to raise your vibration and develop yourself, put your spiritual formation at the forefront of your life right now.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller, the last four digits are 2574. Call the last four digits 2574. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly, what's going on?
Everything's well. What's going on with you?
Well, it's all good. It's all good.
Hey,
I got
Kimberly,
some good stuff
long
to
time
tell you.
Here. How you been, my friend?
Well, everything's well. I am going to be moving back to Alabama at the end of next year. And other things like that, the time's up here in Georgia.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, Kimberly, I have stuff to tell you.
And okay.
Even when your number was ringing, I had stuff to tell you. It's coming up really, really strong in me. Something is threatening your peace of mind, okay? And it could be a person that you're really close with, you know, or it could be somebody that just made some passive remark that you don't even know or anything. But somehow it's been put into your thought process, something kind of negative that you, it seems like your body is wanting to catch on to it and hook on to it and run with it. Some kind of feeling of insecurity or some feelings of fear or doubt or something. I don't know if that's all come up through your feeling that you're going to move, but I'm feeling like some instability is getting around you. And my message to you is Spirit is saying, guess what? I'm protecting you. I'm surrounding you. Nothing's going to hurt you. You're really totally surrounded. And your intuition is being honed right now. Okay, speaking of like, you are a teacher and a healer, okay, and you got to do more of your work. You just have to jump into it. You're growing spiritually of the point that you're going to be able to protect other people, okay? So if you get affected by the energies of other people right now, if you're getting by their negativity, I think it's part of your process of your own spiritual initiation, because I think you're going to come out being a really strong helper and healer of people. I don't know if that's a path you're on right now, but it's real clear to me that your own energy is going to come back to a really strong center of love, and I think you're going to be able to help. What is it you're doing now in that kind of field?
Well, I'm teaching right now, actually.
You're painting?
No, teaching.
Oh, teaching. Okay. It's real clear that's where you're supposed to be, you know. And are you going to be moving into the same kind of occupation when you leave?
Well, for maybe temporarily, because I also... Mm-hmm. accepted to nurse practitioner school in Birmingham as well.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because right now you're part of a team of souls, okay, that you have taken on, and you're going to bring light. You're a light giver, all right, and love into this world. So I think you need to stand in your own ground now, all right, and hold your own energy, because I think Spirit is honing you for that. And I feel like I'm in the presence of somebody very, very special. So whatever your fears are that's going on, or anything that you think is a stumbling block, just step back and look at it. And you don't have to do anything about it, because all this stuff is just, we just imagined all this anyway. We're creating it, you know, co-creating it. So it'll just dissipate. So I wish you well, and I'm going to turn you over to Adam. I'm real excited. Please keep in touch with us, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, honey. Adam? He's probably got his sound turned off.
I sure do. Thank you, Patsy. I did have it on mute. I saw the same thing Patsy was saying about the kind of the early part of her conversation when she started talking. She was just saying there's something that may be bothering you or something going on. But I was seeing it as the past. I was feeling like it's something, it was there, but there's been a breakthrough over the last month or 2 months, more clarity, more understanding, more enlightenment, and now you're ready to move forward. You've got the clarity you need to be engaged and move the next step, and it's time to move forward working on a new transformation that's going to take about 3 years to complete. And I wish you would have asked me a question so I could have gave you the information wherever you were seeking, because I couldn't get, and I don't know if this is me biased because I've interacted with you before, but when I started seeing this 3-year transformation, I saw you going back to school for sure. I didn't know what it was for, but Patsy, I think you just said you were this nurse practitioner. But I also saw you very clearly, what Patsy was saying with the spiritual teaching, spiritual work. I saw a very clear image of you getting an getting ordained as a minister. I don't know what tradition, what denomination, but it was a very clear image. So I don't know what you've already decided about that calling in your life or if you accepted it or embraced it, but I saw that image, and it looks like it's something that's going to be part of your transformation and transition and work over the next few years. So I would encourage you to embrace it or look into it and accept it.
Okay. You know, it's funny. My student said today, Miss Ford, you could be a priest. You could be a pastor.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right.
No, I saw it. So I don't know if it was a symbolic image that I was seeing, but I don't feel like it's symbolic. I really do feel like you seek out a spiritual community, and you go through the ordination process to help, like Patsy said, lead others. I was seeing it before she was as she was saying it. I was seeing it even before she started. It's just like she said, she got it really strongly. As I started tuning in as you were talking, I started seeing it too. Like, it's time. And I feel like it's about a 3 to 4 year process that you're about to go through, where you're really going to really, really naturally evolve into the being that you already are inside, getting ready to really hone that and share that with the world in powerful, very powerful ways.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Kim, keep us posted. Congratulations on your new move. All the best in everything.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our last caller for tonight, the last four digits are 2210. Caller, the last four digits, 2210. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hello. Hey, everyone. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Berwin, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know it was going to do that. I was just listening in. I was trying to get calling like that. I'm like, what?
Here you are.
Well, maybe you have a word for us.
Yeah.
Oh, don't y'all play with me.
How you doing?
I'm doing much better, especially after our conversation the other night. And then I hung out with Adam yesterday. So, yeah, vibration.
Oh, my God. You got a dose of Patsy and Adam in 1 week, boy. You're like lightning charge.
Now, if we've already gave him a dose of us, Pat, I think it's only fair for our listeners and our callers to get a dose of him.
Oh, I'm so put on the spot. But
what you picking up, baby?
Yeah. Okay, so Patsy, for probably about the next 2 or 3 months, I see spirit taking you on a whole nother journey of self-discovery and loving yourself. I see you like an onion, and it's like he's peeling a whole nother layer of who you are. And it's almost like you're going to blossom into a whole nother person. People
Woo-hoo.
Are really going to see you, and you're going to start glowing. And people are almost going to be asking you, are you pregnant? Because you're going to have that glow look on your face. But also, I see some more inner healing coming from some past relationships, some things. It comes up, you deal with it, you embrace it, you release it, but then over time it tries to creep back in like little cobwebs. So it's almost kind of like how you have to clean your house and you have to get in the corners and get the little cobwebs, and if you kind of ignore them for a while, they'll start to pop back up. So
over
the next 3 months, that's what Spirit's going to be doing. As you go on this new journey of loving and discovering yourself, Spirit is also going to deal with some more of those pains that try to keep creeping up. But what I hear is once 2017 shifts in, the pain is not going to be able to come back anymore. So I don't know what the transition is going to be about that, but once 2017 kicks in, it's not going to be able to creep up no more. I literally see spirit taking the – it's almost like it's just shattered. It's not shattered. It's being destroyed.
Wow.
It's not going to be able to manifest anymore.
Thank you.
It was low energy vibrations that was – It was low
Thank
energy
you.
Vibrations that were generational, that was trying to keep you from fulfilling your potential, but you kept fulfilling it anyways. So I hear spirit saying, when 2017 kick in, you won't have to look back at that issue no more.
And that,
wow.
You're right.
That's
making me cry. That's
so
awesome.
Well with that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, for those who do not know, we didn't introduce you, but this is a good friend of ours here in Atlanta, and I didn't realize that was your number at all. But Baron is an amazing gifted prophet who has an amazing ability to really connect with spirit in a way that can really truly empower those whom God brings across his path. And I'm thankful for him calling in and sharing that word with Patsy, because it's right on point, because me and Patsy are both knowing that there is going to be some transformation happening in her. So that's right on point, isn't it, Patsy?
Absolutely. Like I said, it brought me to tears because you just got it smack on between the eyes. Thank you for that blessing and affirmation. I appreciate it.
Sure, anytime. You guys do it for me, so that's the least.
Mm. And what do you see for our little friend Adam over there?
Adam, I heard pick up the pace.
Mm.
I see you kind of like a kid in the schoolyard. And the kids are taunting you, and they're laughing at you, and you're just kind of walking with your head down, and you're just kind of kicking the rocks along the way. But I see, like, so what's going to happen with you for the next 3 months and going into 2017, I see your angels coming with a lot of fire.
Mm.
And they're going to start charging you and charging your gift to a level where you won't even be able to walk in the grocery store without being able to tune in and give. And it may even be a simple word as a date, a time, or something. It's not even going to be very long and detailed words, but I just see a lot of fire coming on your gift. But with this fire, it's going to come a lot of different trials. And the trials are going to be to just basically fine-tune you more and to shed some of the things that have tried to keep you procrastinating from fully coming forward for who you're supposed to be. So I just see spirit saying, pick up the pace and follow me. And as the spirit leads, ride on his coattail, because he's leading the way and you're going to follow right on along. And your angels are going to be
wow.
there. Actually, you're going to have more visitations from angels, especially in 2017. Actually, I see for both of you guys a lot of visitations from angels. And actually, you guys, you're going to start getting heat in your hands, because it's going to be time for y'all to also start to touch people and heal them. And it won't be just like the typical Pentecostal laying on a hand, but it may even just be a handshake. And people are going to be like, oh, your hands are hot. It's going to be the energy of healing of the Christ principle that flows within us as the divinity in this earth. So especially you, Adam, you get ready. I just keep hearing, pick up the pace and follow.
Wow.
Thank you. I received that. We're going to have you back on the radio and read with us, brother, very soon. This was beautiful.
Hey,
thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Berwyn.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
What a pleasant, pleasant surprise. Man,
yeah, the universe
so
set me up.
In,
the universe set me up again.
Well, thank you, universe. Thank you, universe. Brother, I really appreciate that, man. I want to tell you that, hey, man, you're right where God wants you to be at. You're right where he wants you. Everything that's happening
exactly.
in your life, you're right where he wants you to be at. All right.
I receive that. Thank you so much. Thank you, and
all
I
right.
love you guys.
Well,
I love you. Thank
love you.
You
too, brother.
All right.
All right.
Talk to y'all later.
Well, all right. Well, Patsy, wasn't that a pleasant surprise to have a guest and have a friend come and give us a beautiful word? Patsy, how would you like to conclude our show tonight?
Well, I've been reading this book by Richard Rohr, and this is, I guess it's a quote, but it says, "Those who can be present with head, heart, and body at the same time will always encounter the presence, whether they call it God or not."
Wow.
So just be where you are. Be where your feet are. Your head and your heart and your body right where you are, and you will feel the spirit so strong, whatever you call it. It's a guarantee. So we're coming together as a nation and as friends and connecting, and it's all happening. It's going to happen faster than people even can believe how fast it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
So I have
a lot of
possibility. Yeah, I feel it too, Adam. I feel it too. So I'm going to be in Atlanta in a few weeks. Yep.
All right. Well, Pastor, we'll have to create something and maybe a live event. We'll be giving you details on that. But for more information about our show, I would encourage you to visit our website, spiritandprogress.com, if you want to leave a donation. Or if you want information on how to book me or Patsy for a reader, you can visit that website. Again, it's spiritandprogress.com. Thank you, everybody, for sharing Friday night with us. Have a great night. Good night, Patsy.
Night. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.